All right, what you got there?
A dead plant.
That's wonderful.
And
thank
some
you.
Soil samples from my front yard.
Oh,
we don't want soil samples.
Right. What kind of plants? No, you got to give us a little more information. You know?
I don't know what kind of plant it is. It's,
monkey,
it's dead,
Mondo,
and we have
Mondo
like eight of them that are dying.
Yeah. Lyrium. Yeah.
Is it in the sun?
Yep. Front yard. It's in the sun.
New
house. Most of the day.
New house.
Yes.
House. How long have you been in there?
A month.
Was it? Did you build it or did you buy it from somewhere?
We moved here from Arizona.
Okay.
Well, this is not with Phoenix.
Yeah.
Oh.
We don't have
somebody. Here's somebody that appreciates the cool weather. I guarantee, right?
How much are you able to water this?
Twice a week for 18 minutes, but I don't think
the sprinkler's not doing it.
I don't think.
A lot of the books say you can grow liriope or monkey grass in full sun, but it just doesn't perform well. But if you're going to, somebody's going to have to, especially when we got weather like this, somebody's going to have to take the hose and just sit it down and run it around this, because that's all that this is just it's from the heat. The sprinkler system, see, wets the top and just is not penetrating. This is just not penetrating above that layer. And so you're probably just good enough shape, you're going to be able to keep this alive. In the long term, full sun is probably not the best place for this kind of plant. Morning sun is great, or a little more shade, but you should be able to keep it alive. Just give it a little bit more water. Hand watering, because the sprinklers, 18 minutes of a sprinkler is not going to penetrate into this roots.
Now, to get rid of the ugly, usually we say cut that back in the spring.
Yeah, I don't think I'd take a chance in cutting too much foliage now. But
we're not attached to that plant anyway now.
Okay. Now, a lot of folks are, so don't. So if you decide that you don't want it, you'll be able to find somebody to
give it. Give us 30 days to get cooler, and then cut it to the ground.
And then the new foliage will come up and it'll be attractive.
Okay.
But and was there others in here?
Yeah, I brought you a couple of soil samples.
Smell those soil samples.
Picture on this digital camera.
I don't have to.
Is it dry?
I just feel them. No, it's what is? Tell us what the problem is with the soil.
Well, I brought the soil in because a couple of our bushes died rapidly, and they had some kind of, it looks like little cotton.
Yeah.
Yeah, scale. Our
cotton rod or something like that.
Well, this is good. This is soil, like from the nursery.
From the good part of the yard.
It's what's happened is the same thing as the liriope. They've got a limited root system, and it's in this really well-drained soil, and with this kind of heat, that's just not. It's going to take some water right at the base. To keep them alive. Now the good news is that we'll be into cool weather, I hope, in a couple of weeks.
And rainy weather.
Rainy weather.
Well, you wait.
Yeah. So that's what it is. Relatively new landscape. We haven't had any rain. We set record for temperatures last month, and they're just not getting enough water at this limited little root system that these new plants have. So. And
look at our picture, Cal.
Well, hang on, we're going to take a quick break, and Calvin can look at the pictures.